the hard fact that we need to face when we talk about death, and Judaism is very firm about this, is that when we die, we lose our individual personalities. That individual personality, which is, you know, the nexus of my body and my soul, exists for a limited period of time and then stops. And my body, then, the vessel that held my soul, that body is then restored to the earth. The soul is restored to a different dimension with God, and it's not the end of story, but it's the end of that particular personality. As a mark of the fact that it is the end of that particular personality, we accept the fact that there is no uniqueness in our death. That's why we're supposed to have the same simple coffin. That's why we're supposed to have the same simple clothes. That's why we're all supposed to have the same simple burial and the same kind of burial. That we don't try and tailor make this for this particular individual, because that particular individual no longer exists. And the attempt to tailor make that burial is a desperate attempt on our part to try and retain our sense of personality when the fact of the matter is that our personality is no longer operative. The classic example of this is a person picking out his clothes in which he wants to be buried. I mean, if there's anything linked to our sense of personal personality, it is our clothes. You know, clothes make the man. So by insisting on, this is the tie I want to be buried in, you know, you pick the tie that you want to get married in. But when it's time to get buried, we have to reconcile ourselves to the fact that we don't do that option anymore. Because we have to recognize that that part of our personality is gone. It's replaced by something very beautiful, that sense of wholeness with, you know, all of the souls that have gone before us. And that, at that moment, and this is where the two of these things come together, that's the most important thing that we can know. Not that to be continually reminded of that favorite suit that's buried in the ground, but rather the knowledge that that person is buried in the ground is wearing what every single other Jew ever has been buried in the ground. And that together they form that unique fraternity that is, so to speak, the well of souls, that collective of souls.